Now in chapter 23, we do have a ray of hope. What is the popular song, "Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining"? Well, this cloud, dark cloud, has a silver lining because it never got so dark but what the prophet didn't see down into the future. Now in chapter 23, after this harshest judgment that's in the Bible against Coniah, then the sun breaks through. Now he opens chapter 23, though, with this: "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." And the pastors here are not preachers. He'll speak about the religious rulers later on. But here, the pastors are the kings, the politicians, the people that are ruling, the ones that are making the laws, those that are at the top. And God says, woe to them. Now, he says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock, you've driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord." And God says he's going to judge them. And he did in that day. Now the sun breaks through. It never got so dark, but what the prophet didn't look down to the end of the tunnel. And he saw the light. Verse 3 of chapter 23 of Jeremiah. "And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I've driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord." God says, the day is coming that I intend to take over. And when I do, then you'll see the poor taken care of. And you're going to see an altogether different type of government than we have in the world today. Verse 5, "Now behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I'll raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Now there's a king coming in David's line. But this king, Jeconiah, and all of this line, although they be in David's line, they are rejected and cut off. But you can't destroy God's purpose. You may think you can, but God will bring through another line, the line of Nathan, another son of David. And through that line, there will come a peasant by the name of Mary, a peasant girl up in Nazareth, and she's going to bear the Messiah. She's going to bear the king, if you please. And when he presented himself to the world, he says, "Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand," and you can't have a kingdom without the king. What he said, the king is here. And they rejected the king. But my friend, he has the last word. He rejected them, and he said, the king's coming back someday. And he's going to set up that kingdom.